2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Scott Mitchell. He's Alex Keery. And during the break, I was debating whether I was going to come back for this segment.
Oh.
And I was about a 50-50% whether I was going to actually come back or not.
Why
but
this is
one of my favorite segments of the week, so I figured, yeah, I might as well give it the old college try there.
Okay, what Scott's referring to is it's one of our favorite games we play over the weekend. It's our weekend What Are the Odds? And so what we do is we play this music first and foremost.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
Okay. So here's how the game's played. Scott gave kind of a version of it coming back here. So we give you I give you a scenario, or Scott gives me a scenario, and you tell us the percent chance that that thing will or will not happen. So it's an easy game to play. You can play it right at home. There's an at-home version. That's just you listening and playing right along. So bonus points if you come up with a jersey number to go along with it as well. So let's start things off here, Scott. Let me see here. It's like I've never done this before. Here we go. Scott, this is a Utah-based one. That's why I want you to do it first. So what are the odds that two Utah quarterbacks – end up being played this year strategically, not because one gets hurt.
Not an injury. Okay.
This is Andy Ludwig getting cute in the offense and saying, you know what? I don't know. You don't know what you're going to get. Yeah, maybe you had 114 yards of passing offense in the first half by Jake Bentley, and he threw for two touchdowns. And maybe we start the second half here with Cam Rising throwing the ball or running it on an option or something. So what are the odds is this even a thing, Scott?
No, this is a real thing. It's a real thing. You see it with Taysom Hill, but you see Andy Ludwig did this a year ago with Jason Shelley. They didn't want Tyler Huntley to run the ball, so when they were going to kind of, because the running part of the quarterback is part of Andy Ludwig's offense. So it's a real thing. I don't think it's super high, but I you know what? Since it's a Utah quarterback situation, mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a 19% Scott Mitchell.
Anybody in particular with that number?
Well, me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to do my own number, 19%.
Okay. Well, I'll do it even lower, but I'll stay with the Utah quarterback theme. I'll go with an easy Alex Smith 11%. Was he 11?
Yeah, he was
Utah?
11.
Okay.
In fact, he may be the only other quarterback that was like a double-digit quarterback.
You know, everybody liked to do the single-digit thing?
Yeah, they're all kind of the single digits.
All right. So there you go. The quarterback picking the quarterback number. Pulling his own number.
I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are the odds that Zach Wilson, quarterback at BYU, throws for 500 yards or more this year in a game?
Well, he just – listen, do we want to put this kind of pressure on this guy? He just got his first 400-yard game last weekend.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it was 400 yards, right on the money. So,
right on the money?
You know, I don't know, because this is a tough – this would be Kalani Sitake almost running it up. I mean,
yeah,
they'd have to do it in in probably not as much time.
He'd almost have to throw for 500 yards in the first half.
Okay. So what was your record as a quarterback? How many yards do you throw in a game?
The most in a game?
631. 631 against?
Air Force. And thought it would be a record for years. Like, no one would break it. And someone broke it like 2 or 3 years
ago. Oh, okay. Who was it that broke it?
Someone at like a run-and-shoot school in Texas.
Oh, I thought you meant – but it stands as the record at Utah still.
Oh, yeah, Utah. Sure.
And you won't see that one get broken in a while.
Oh, no.
Because that's just not a thing that they do now.
As long as the defensive coach is there, you'll never see
you're
that.
You're never going to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever throw – how many times did you throw for over 500 in your career? Now I'm curious.
I don't know.
Handful of times?
The first game I started, Idaho State, I threw for 511 yards.
Okay. So your first
that was
game
a record, too,
first
by
game
way.
You ever started was 5'11". Okay.
5'11", yeah.
Well, not to brag. Okay, well, I'm going to
well,
go.
Well, it was. What do you want me to say?
I know. No, it's just different. I just want – I wish he would do it.
That was a record, too, by the way.
Last quarterback to throw for 500 yards for BYU, Max Hall, back in 2007 against Tulsa. So it wasn't that long ago in BYU history somebody was doing it.
No.
Let me see. I'm going to go with a Steve Sarkisian had over a 600-yard game. I'm going to go with a 12%. Sarkisian with a 12%.
Okay. All right.
Because you still have a couple of games here. He could do it against North Alabama. I mean, he could do it against
– I think it's
low. It might come against a team like San Diego State. Maybe it's a little closer, and so he's throwing for a bunch of yards.
It's low. I think it's going to be low just because BYU also runs the football maybe more than back in the day. So I think it's hard, and also he'll get taken out of a game if they're blowing out someone. So I think it's a hard thing to do. I'll say it's low, but I'll say it's a little bit higher. Keep it in the quarterback vein at BYU, and I'll go 14% Gifford Nielsen.
Gifford Nielsen, not and, a Ty Detmer for
well, no, it's just I, no.
A Luke Staley and or Robbie Bosco 6%. You could do that one. They
That's
do the double. Old. They do the double retired jerseys because they just have all these guys who are just amazing.
Good at it,
getting
at
all
it,
these points. Okay, let's go. Let's jump to an NFL version of this. So the NFC East, worst league or worst division in all of the, in all of football. What are the odds that the champion of the NFC East ends up above or below 500, rather. Below 500.
What are the chances of
what
that?
What are the odds of them being below 500?
That's going to be high.
That's going to be a high percentage
that's
chance.
That's going to be
that.
High because that's probably going to happen. I'm going to say.
Because right now the Cowboys are leading it. They'd have to win six more games out of the next 10 to accomplish this.
Yes.
To go 500 or better.
Yeah.
They'd be 8-8.
Right. Ooh,
six out of ten games is not real easy in these
so essentially,
teams right
they if they well, yeah, that's true.
Okay. And they'd have to do it with a backup quarterback.
Right.
The rest
say,
of them have to win seven out of the next 10.
Yeah, I'm going to say Reggie White when he played for the Eagles because that's in the NFC East.
Yeah, yeah.
92%.
Okay, I'm going to go. It's also going to be a high percentage chance someone's going to end up below 500 for me as well. I'm going to say a Drew Pearson 88%.
Ooh, not a Michael Irvin.
No, look, Mike Irvin gets all the credit, but the 88 that
so you're going old school then.
I'm going to go old school, Drew
okay.
Pearson.
All right.
Still staying with the Cowboys though, and I'll go 88%.
All right, I got one. We'll shift to let's go to college football in general. Minnesota upsets Michigan because the Big Ten is starting
Ooh,
to play
Big
here
Ten.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, the Big Ten has entered the field.
Yes, they have entered the field.
Oh, fun. Ooh, I'm going to go with a. Look, Minnesota, the thing is that Minnesota, it's not that Minnesota is – they had a great season last year. I don't think they'll match what they did last year, but I do think they're this – I think they're a better team than they have been in the last decade, for sure. And I think Michigan just has the propensity to underperform. Sorry, Jim Harbaugh. I'm going to go with a 54%, a Brian Urlacher 54%
Minnesota
that they upset them.
Is, I think, a one-hit wonder. Michigan is always underperforming, I agree, but it's usually against Ohio State. so I'm going to go Tom Brady's college number, 10.
That's what we need. 10%. 10%, that's a good number. But here's the thing. We need him. If you're a fan of anything, if you're a Pac-12 fan, if you're a BYU sneaking in the college football playoff somehow fan, you want Michigan to beat Ohio State this year.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the Wolverines. Not until that game, though. So, I hope it happens. Scott, this weekend, local game being played. Welcome to the arena. Also, the Mountain West. And big game starting off the year for the Aggies. This is a Boise State and Utah State matchup. What are the odds the Broncos get upset by the Aggies?
I think this is a good game for Utah State. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, shoot, they've got half of Utah players on their team now. they're pretty loaded. I'll say it's a Mike Singletary 50%.
Oh.
It's a 50-50 shot.
What was Gary Anderson's number in college?
I think Gary was 56.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Gary. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say 56% chance that the Aggies get the upset.
Okay.
Because they do. They're flying under the radar. They've just been practicing away up there. And, look, Boise's always been pretty good. But where's this game being played, though? It's at Boise.
It's in
Logan. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a home game.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my 56% then, man. I'm sticking with it. Okay.
You're a homer.
I'm a total homer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for our What Are the Odds here. So let's take the break. When we come back, got more to go here on the program. More games to play on the weekend. Let me see here. What do we have? Well, I mean, just like our fun stuff we do. We've got the NFL Roundup coming up. Got our two-minute drill. So many things to talk about. So stay with us here on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.